Okay, we're doing a really quick
podcast. Good evening, sir.
We're doing a really quick podcast on the character of Eric from An Inspector Calls. I will try and reduce the awkward silences where the boys try and find something significant to talk about. Where Miranda finds something significant to talk about. So, Eric is a troublesome... A troublesome son. What do we make about the character of Eric then, boys?
I think he's a villain and a victim.
A villain and a victim. How eloquently put.
He's awkward. I've got evidence.
Can I...
Eric feels isolated and...
You need to be...
If I said something... Please, relax.
He has conveyed as many... in many different ways. Some of which include awkward, immature, thoughtless, selfish, alcoholic, thief, nervous, unstable, irresponsible, isolated, and unsupported by his family members and others around him.
Good.
You may continue.
Everton.
That was in my book.
Oh, did he just steal your point?
Yeah. Eric really feels isolated and unsupported. Yes, it does. Eric feels isolated and unsupported, and it's hard to find...
Do we have any quotes, gentlemen, rather than just your opinions?
Eric is irresponsible, and the quote is, "I didn't even."
He doesn't know how to present information correctly. He really doesn't.
He can't read his own handwriting. Right,
may I just intrude?
Go on.
We realize that there is something not quite right with Eric when he is first introduced in the opening stage directions, not quite at ease, half shy and half assertive. He is clearly uncomfortable in some way, shape, or form.
Excellent.
So that shows the. Uneasiness.
He's kind of like the black sheep of the family, isn't
he? And that could be because he has he recognizes his responsibility and he recognizes others' responsibility, and he juxtaposes his father's views, which is probably why his family don't really agree with him, because they all seem to be under the wing of Mr. Arthur Burley.
Yeah, and they he's. Because he doesn't fit in, that actually can be used for Priestley's advantage, because use Eric as someone that, because he doesn't fit in with the traditional family, he could represent a change, much like his sister.
And speaking about Priestley using Eric, I think Priestley uses Eric's odd behaviour to hint that his secret will later disrupt and threaten the Berlin wildlife.
Another mini quote to back up what you just said about him being the black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
It's like when Gerald jokes to Mr. Berlin that the arrival of the inspector could be something to do with Eric. So he says, unless Eric's been up to something. So, and that makes Eric extremely uneasy. So that really amplifies the...
it shows as well that they just naturally assume... You know, that he's done something wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've just got some quotes that I want to use for some of those adjectives that you used to describe Eric and the ways in which you described him earlier. So for irresponsible, I've got, "I didn't even remember." That's the hellish thing. Do you want to explain what that means, Miranda?
No, I will. He's talking about how Miranda Inspector... said that he got her pregnant, and because Eric drinks a lot, his alcoholic behaviour just takes his mind off what he did, so he can't remember anything.
Good. So we've got the fact that he's irresponsible because he's so drunk that he doesn't even remember what he's done, and we know that he has perhaps assaulted Eva. But then we've also got that's the hellish thing, which shows that he actually feels that guilt. For him being unloved, I've got...
You don't understand anything you never did.
Excellent. Say that a little bit louder.
You don't understand anything you never did. And that's a direct to Arthur.
Good.
Also,
so continue.
Also, another quote could be... Because you're not the kind of father a chap could go to when he's in trouble.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's from Google.
And please shut up. That basically shows that he doesn't seem to have his father's affection or approval, and it's very clear and transparent that his parents care more about avoiding a public scandal than they do about
their own. Hence why Arthur Burden prefers Gerald over Eric.
Yeah, and I think that we can see and we can blame Arthur for where Eric has gone wrong, because he doesn't have that close bond with either of his parents.
No, because he just cares about his reputation.
And you may well get a question that says...
Well, not necessarily. It's not all I would say, down to his father.
No, definitely not.
I would say a big part of it could be his own mum or mother. Because a boy is usually very close to their mother, more so than their father. But to be honest, Mrs. Burling is a clear mother, a poor mother. She has no idea about the fact that he likes to drink. And when she finds out about his involvement with Eva Smith and the money, she says, "I'm absolutely ashamed of you." He is angry with her for turning Eva away from the charity and effectively killing her grandchild. He yells, "Damn you," and gets quite aggressive with her, almost threatening her, and says, "You don't understand anything. You never did and you never even tried." So that really shows the relationship he has with his parents and the kind of support that they offer towards him.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why he's in the position he is.
Good. Miranda?
I've got a theme.
Yeah.
Judgment.
Okay.
Eric drunkenly gets Eva or Daisy pregnant and steals the money for her and brings a scandal on his family.
Okay. So how does this link to the theme of judgment then?
So even though... Because Eric drinks and he's alcoholic, even though he got Eva pregnant, he still had some kind of goodness to get some money to support her.
Yeah, so we've got this sort of the criminal versus the moral way of looking at this, really. So, yeah,
which is why the audience may sympathise with Eric more.
Yeah.
Because he is very much more open than the other family members. Like, for example, him and Sheila clearly represent the younger
hence why he's isolated from the rest of his family. That's why the elders were
forced to... Him and Sheila represent the younger generation, as Priestley saw them as more impressionable.
Yes.
And after all, they were the future.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so last few things about Eric, because I know you boys have to nip off for some science revision.
Some of his secrets are potential dynamite.
Okay, they definitely are. I think we've explored that a lot with the idea that he could bring about something that would ruin the family's reputation.
I would like to speak more about his relationship with each of the characters.
Okay.
Okay then.
So, for example, his relationship with Gerald. Now, the impression of jealousy is given off, that the fact of Mr. Burling seems to be much more interested than Gerald in his own son.
Yes.
And that is shown when Mr. Burling is very clearly more having a conversation with
Gerald than with Eric.
Than anyone else in the family or at the table. So all his attention is focused upon Gerald. Then you have with the inspector. He respects the inspector and he is willing to take on board the inspector's views. Can you let me finish? You uneducated.
I'm just basically saying the same point you just talked about.
Anyway, and also with Eva Smith. Now, he abused his power over her by forcing...
he still helped in the end. Okay.
Can you shut up?
Okay, sorry, continue.
He abused his power over her by forcing his way into her lodgings and threatening to make a rope. But however, he regretted what he did when he realised the consequences.
Yeah.
He saw Eva Smith as a good sport. Clearly, the relationship was just casual fun for him. So yeah. It wasn't anything too serious. But then he was probably the one who is least to blame.
Oh, do you reckon?
I feel he is.
Yeah,
he's the most to blame.
No, I wouldn't say that. The most
even
because he's like the final
mother.
Straw.
I think the mother would be
true.
The
mother's the final
maybe.
Straw.
Maybe, but if he hadn't have got her pregnant, she might not have felt
the
so desperate.
The reason why I feel he's least to blame is because not only does he accept his responsibility.
He actually regrets his action.
It's not just the acceptance. It's the remorse.
Yeah, but I still think he is very much to blame.
He's
but he acknowledges his responsibility, which makes him a better person than the others.
But everyone's got a different perspective of who's to blame and who's to
blame.
Oh,
definitely, I know.
But I just think, I agree with Everton, he's the least to blame.
I don't have to,
but I'm just saying it's logic.
I'm just going to give you the last quote, and I just want you to sort of... compare this with other people in the in his family. The fact remains that I did what I did. What does that show us about him, and how is that different to the other members of his character? You've talked about this a lot already.
It shows that because he did what he did with Eva, he got her pregnant. He's talking about how it can't be changed. It's been done.
Yeah,
he's been done.
But also. This happens after that when they think that the inspector, the whole thing is fake.
Can you elaborate on your
boys? I'll explain it to you, okay?
Okay.
Rather than the listeners get wrong information. So, he regrets his mistake, obviously, but this is when everyone is kind of there feeling very relieved because they think that the whole thing is a hoax. And he says, the fact remains that I did what I did. And it's not about I've done what I've done, that I can't change it. About that he's still, even if the whole thing is untrue,
he still
is mortified and still accepts responsibility.
Which is why it leads to blameless.
Can you please...
That doesn't mean he's blameless. It means that he is.
But I think, so you got to think about the audience. The audience will feel more sympathetic towards him.
Yeah, they might feel more sympathetic, but they still blame him. It doesn't mean he's blameless.
Can I just intrude? On your little, I don't know what that is.
Tiff.
But
Tiff, you know.
But as you said, he clearly accepts responsibility through that quote, and like Sheila, feels very guilty about what he did.
Yeah.
And it shows he's ashamed of his behaviour and shows that he is capable of changing for the better.
Excellent.
So, that, like, for example...
And that represents that Inspector Gould's last speech about millions and millions of Ian
John Smith. The fact remains that I did what I did is therefore used so that the audience is more likely to forgive him.
Linked to social responsibility.
Yes, and it is. And it is. And like you saw, I don't know if you heard them, but Miranda said about the quote about millions and millions of Ian Smiths. Eric isn't going to make the same mistakes again.
No, he isn't.
At the end of the day, everybody knows I'm smarter than you.
At the end of the day,
how many
books
you pull up to try.
At the end of the day, I know that I've passed English literature.
Okay, right. Well, bring on August.
I'm not finished.
Oh, right. Lovely.
I want to speak about
listen to how many grammatical mistakes he makes in one.
Don't forget that you have to go to your science revision, so
I want to speak up. I want to speak more about Eric's dirty secrets.
We've talked.
I know, but there's one more thing. Eric's drunkenness and his bad behaviour represents the dark side of the family life.
Oh, love it. Okay, excellent.
Okay.
No, you don't need to top it. No, wait, please.
By the way, he's going on Google.
And no, this is my notes. Okay. These are all my notes.
Well, they can't see that, so.
Yeah, but you got your little book.
Okay,
no,
right,
wait,
quickly.
No, don't pause. No, don't pause it, miss. I'm sorry, don't pause it. Everything's just trying to stall.
Mr. Shirley's making cat noises while we... I'll just really quickly talk about how he priestly uses sort of euphemism when Eric says about how he talk. He's
okay now.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Now, clearly,
we're ready.
Clearly, he shows some similarities, or he shares some similarities with his father, which he may not see and others may not see, but they cease to believe. So, for example...
but they see.
This is not a story.
Believe.
For example...
This is not a story.
Actually, it's...
No, it isn't.
For example, he was part of the chain of events, having a fling with Eva Smith and getting her pregnant.
Okay.
He treated as if she was an animal.
Mm,
a thing,
okay.
Not a person. At the start of the play, he was just like the others, abusing his power.
Guys, please tell me you can see the Google.
Can you please shut up?
There is no way you could write that within 30 seconds. Google.
And it was on my notes, you idiot. Okay. Yeah, so he's abusing his power over a working class girl.
Yeah.
And like his father, because he is obviously upper class, or I was obviously compared to Eva, much more privileged, he was definitely abusing his power over the working class girl. So this kind of shows the contrast between them two and the shared similarities between them both.
That did not
the
top
abuse
off.
Of power.
That did not
and
top
that shows
my,
the theme of corruption or power. That power can go
judgment.
To one's head, no matter the circumstance. And, yeah.
Excellent.
And...
No, we're not doing any more.
I'm just gonna contribute to Eva Smith's working
we're
class.
Not talking about Eva Smith.
She is... I know she's a working class because think about Eve...
Oh,
and then,
God.
You know Smith, it's a common name for a working
it's
class
common
name.
You mean it's a common name.
It's a common name.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right, okay.
Your grammar is so
well,
atrocious.
I think...
Good luck.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted by your incompetence.
Yep, excellent. Off to science, boys. Thank you very much.
Oh,
bye.
Who's the next character?